Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Certain right-wing pundits like to make much of America becoming too secular and not honoring with sufficient spirit our Christmas tradition. But if you want to find the first real Grinch in history, you need only travel back to the time of real conservatives, the Puritans of England. Under Oliver Cromwell's reign, Christmas was officially canceled. Driven by notions of religious purity, in 1647, English Parliament banned the celebration of Christmas. Gone were such ideas as Christmas trees, feasting, caroling, and decorations. Nativity scenes were banned as the worship of idols. Indeed, even the word Christmas was frowned upon as taking the Lord's name in vain. What would Bill O'Reilly think? One thing that Puritans objected to in particular was the idea of wassailing, or wassailing, in which the underclass would go from house to house begging for treats in exchange for drinking a toast to the family. This, of course, led to much drinking of hot spice wine, which was the wassail in question. The result of this wassailing sometimes was an out-of-control drunken revelry, which is why the Puritans tended to object so strenuously. The ban was finally lifted in 1660 after Cromwell was formally ousted. This is Jack R. Johnson wishing you a happy winter solstice for Hidden Histories.
Mr. Grinch, you're the...